This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
You know what I mean?
You watch it?
I watched it for a semester. This semester, what are we talking about? A season? I'm a teacher. Duh.
And Chad P.
I watched the first episode just because, they got a killer song for it.
Class is in.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie is over the sea.
That's not a... No, don't do that.
The west winds are prevailing.
Stop it.
And pushing my Bonnie to me.
Mm-mm.
Hey, live from the cone of confusion. This is Rock School. Now, I understand this is airing on Thursday and Bonnie is long since gone by now, but...
Right
Chad
now,
and
we're
I,
watching it.
Right. Chad and I are recording this show about, 8 days in advance because we don't know...
Because of Bonnie.
Yeah, we don't know if it's going to become a hurricane, a tropical storm, just a rainmaker, what have you, or if the school is going to shut down. But we're getting this recording out of the way early. So this is, the Friday before Bonnie? So we're literally a week plus before this show is going to air.
Yeah, this show will air August 1. That'll be the replay on Sunday right here on KSLU.
Right, but the first time it's going to run is going to be late July.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time this airs, Bonnie will be gone.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, I'm going to make sure my generators work.
But you know what, Doc? In all of that, in the midst of all this rain and confusion and oil and everything, one thing is still certain.
What's that? There will be a Rock School show.
You got 1 week.
Oh, then I'm going to get crushed
next
week?
You got 1 week.
All right. Now I know what the actual format of this throwdown with Chad is going to be.
And I don't care if I got to study by candlelight.
All right, Lincoln. All right. You'll learn about it next week, ladies and gentlemen. But here's what we're doing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, I'm watching True Blood. Now, I know you're not a big HBO fan.
I don't have HBO.
You don't have it. Okay, I understand that. That's fine. But I'm just the opposite. I've got my satellite dish, and I've burnt holes in it with the amount of TV that I get. I love TV. If you out there are an HBO fan, you probably watch shows like True Blood, Tremé, and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. Love them to death.
I heard they're very good.
Every one of them starts with some of the coolest music around.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was grab a lot of the theme songs to HBO shows because they are great rock songs.
What are you guys talking about this week? HBO theme songs.
Oh, yeah. But wait till you hear some of this music. Let's start with the one everybody knows.
Which was
Sopranos.
What? Oh, yeah.
The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people call it the Sopranos theme song. The actual name of the song is Woke Up This Morning.
By?
A3. Their real name is Alabama.
Uh-huh.
But you see, they're British. They couldn't call themselves Alabama when they came over here because we happen to have a country group here called
Alabama.
Alabama.
Rainbow.
So they call themselves Alabama 3, which they then shortened down to
A3. Well, that's cool.
Right. So Alabama 3 came over here. If you're really interested, Woke Up This Morning is actually Woke Up This Morning Chosen One Mix. That's the actual one you have to get.
Uh-huh.
The song was actually written by a guy named Rob Sprague after he heard about a 1996 murder case of a woman by the name of Sarah Thornton, stabbed her husband after 20 years of abuse, mistreatment, and neglect.
Mm.
So he got up, wrote this song, woke up in the morning, wrote this song, and it became one of the biggest song themes to The Sopranos, and it's been parodied and run, and we're going to play it one more time as we talk about the theme songs on HBO. Here you go, Alabama 3, A3, right here.
Sopranos.
Rock School.
Forget about it. Woke up this morning,
Did you get into The Sopranos at all? I know you don't have HBO, but I know you can get it on, what, A&E and things
like
that?
Yeah, it did come on. It started coming on A&E, and I watched a couple of episodes, and I really enjoyed it. I wish that I could have made time to watch it. I did watch the finale, the one that abruptly ended with the blackout while the Journey song was playing. That
everybody
was losing their mind.
Well, Tony died. Tony got wet. Oh, yeah. I can go into a long dissertation and how it paralleled the use of an orange and the use of cats and the fact that when he was eating onion rings at the end, he was taking communion and all of that. I can go into that whole dissertation.
Wow,
but
dude.
Won't. Oh, yeah. I was really into it. Okay. Now the one that I live for on Sunday nights, True Blood.
You know, let me ask you a question. Seriously.
Sure.
What is the infatuation nowadays with vampires?
Now, I couldn't care less that it's about vampires. Well, I just like that it's a good story. I couldn't care less about Twilight either.
The Twilight movies that are just exploding and everyone's gaga over True Blood. What's the deal?
It's just, it's filthy. That's about the only way I can put it.
It's
just flat out
filthy. I love it.
Filthy.
It's filthy.
It is. You put the kids to bed, you know, you catch it on the DVR, and it's just filthy. It's just good time.
Well, all right then.
The theme song is by a guy named Jace Everett, and I got to tell you, for at least the first season, I could have sworn that was Chris Isaak.
Yeah?
But it is not. Josh Everett, if you're interested, is a country artist from Evansville, Indiana. This single comes from his self-titled debut album. If you're interested in hearing anything else from the guy, he co-wrote Josh Turner's number one single, Your Man, but I want to do bad things with you.
Wait a minute. Back up. You said he's a country singer?
He's a country singer.
So they got a country singer singing the intro to a vampire show.
It's not very country once you hear it.
I've never heard it, so let's roll it.
Oh, you're going to dig it. JC Everett, here you go. I want to do bad things with you from HBO's True Blood. Ugh, Rock School.
I feel dirty.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with...
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a good tune.
I'm telling you.
That is awesome. But
don't lie to me.
Let me ask you this. The True Blood, I realize it's a good show. Hey, I got a show that I watch religiously on the USA Network.
And Burn Notice.
And I love it, and I tell everyone that'll, you know, give me 2 seconds to listen to me. What is the deal with the True Blood? I mean, basically, what's... You just got vampires that go around
vampires,
eating people?
Here's what happens. Vampires have come out. Vampires are now living amongst us, and they, you know, have their own lobbies. They've been living amongst us forever and a day. It's based on a series of novels by this woman named Charlaine, I think, Harris, called The Southern Vampire Mysteries. And it takes place in this place called Bon Ton, Louisiana. It's a fictional little place.
Okay.
But vampires are living everywhere in the United States, and they're out. And they can be out because I think it's a Japanese company came up with this fake blood that they can drink. So they don't have to kill people anymore.
But they still do.
Well, of course they do. Yeah. And it's really weird. There are people that love to be bitten by vampires, and they're called fang bangers. And
what?
To explain it in the time I have is next to impossible. Really. Hmm. You know, for Christmas, I'm going to give you a year of HBO.
Okay,
I'm telling you what. It's
not that
expensive.
Or just get me True Blood on DVD.
I might do that as well.
Do you think that there are real vampires?
No.
No?
It's a show. It's a show. All right. Tremé.
What's that about?
Tremé is about the section of New Orleans called Tremé. It takes place after Hurricane Katrina. It's a fantastic little show on HBO.
What is it, like our state has its own block of
apparently.
on HBO?
We're interesting. I got to tell you, nobody came to see me when I lived in Pennsylvania. None of my relatives could have cared less to come see me when I lived at the foot of the Appalachians.
Now you're the apple of the family's eye.
Now all of a sudden, hey, it's March. Can we come see you? Would it happen to have anything to do with Mardi Gras? Tremé, if you're interested, it exists. Let me get here. It's if you want to visit it, it is, according to the City Planning Commission, Esplanade to the north, North Rampart to the east, St. Louis Street to the south, North Broad to the west. Why do you care? In Tremé, the original section of it was originally called Congo Square, and it's generally believed jazz started there.
Nice.
Really. And when you watch Tremé on HBO, a guy named John Boutte runs the introductory song, the theme song of it, and it's fantastic.
Well, roll it.
Here you go. The Tremé song, John Boutte, right here, Rock School.
crazy, bug jumping and having fun.
Now, it may be because of the Saints. You were asking me off mic why there are so many things about New Orleans.
Ooh,
here.
Everybody's infatuated with New Orleans right
I
now.
Think
New
so.
Orleans
like,
and vampires.
Yeah, it may be because of the Saints, but I got to tell you, it may also just be because this is such an interesting part of the country.
Well, I think it's got a little bit of both. I guarantee you the Saints Super Bowl win has a lot to do with it. But,
well,
you know, it's just New Orleans is just that city that stands out among all others. There will never be another. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
I got to tell you what, when I lived in Pennsylvania, I lived at the foot of the Appalachians, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But none of my family members ever cared to come visit me there.
But now,
once I lived here...
You're the apple of everyone's eye.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden in March, I get these phone calls. Hey, can we come down? It wouldn't have anything to do with Mardi Gras now, would it?
No,
no,
not at
no.
All.
We
not
just
at
want
all.
To see you and the kids.
It's such a beautiful place. Like you go
it
down
is.
There with a camera.
Yeah, nothing cool. Photographs like New Orleans.
You're right.
Because of the it's got just enough grit.
Mm-hmm.
And all the buildings are kind of leaning about 1 degree east. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
It
we
just
were,
looks great.
We're shopping for some photographers for a friend of mine. Her daughter's getting married, and we came upon this website. This lady had a whole portion of her portfolio dedicated to New Orleans. She took a close up of an old school keyhole.
Perfect.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah. I have so many shots of my kids, and some of my favorites are when them just sitting eating beignets.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who aren't from here, that's this little sort of deep fried donut with a ton of powdered sugar on it.
Mm.
I have the shot of my kid with this funny paper hat they give them, you know
yeah,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And his face is about 2 feet into one of these donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I got a real short one for you.
What's that?
From HBO, Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David.
That's
It's just this piece of classical music.
I thought it was a song.
Well, it's a piece of classical music called Frolic. By Luciano, I'm going to screw up the last name, Michelini, I believe, M-I-C-H-E-L-I-N-I.
Sounds like
Larry
Michelini.
David plays such a curmudgeon, he wanted to have a piece of up happy music.
Yeah.
He was standing in line at a bank one day, and he heard this over the loudspeaker,
mm-hmm.
and he was such a contrast to the gloomy, downhearted feel of the show, he said, we got to do this. So all I have is about a minute of it, because the actual piece goes on for about 8 minutes.
Okay.
So just about a minute of it. Here you go. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, here's the title theme, Frolic, right here, Rock School. This is Rock School as we indulge one of my secondary passions here, sitting on the couch drinking a tall glass of ice water and watching HBO.
We're and all come these back. Shows come on late night? Didn't mean to step on
Most
you
Most of them do. They're really, you know, I don't know how else to say it, they're really guilty pleasures for me.
Yeah.
Because they're things that the kids have to be asleep.
They're extremely adult-oriented.
Oh, yeah. Every one of them are. And what I love about them is whoever chooses the music for them really chooses great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. Some of them my wife watches and rolls her eyes at me, and some of them she gets into. The one I'm going to play next, I love. She rolls her eyes.
Must have a lot of nudity then.
No, it's a cartoon.
What?
It's a cartoon. We'll come back with it in just a minute. Hello, KLSU on the campus of Louisiana State University. Pretty campus over there. Thanks for listening to the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. HBO is headquartered there.
They're not. Or are
Prove
they?
Me wrong.
I can't. I simply can't. iTunes, get us on iTunes because we love hearing from you. If you're listening to the podcast, email us. We would love to hear from you. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, let's get to the first one here on HBO.
Grown man watches cartoons on
I'm
HBO.
Telling you, this is another one. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get you the DVD of this one. See, I never buy DVDs of television shows.
Me neither.
Because once I've seen them, I've seen them. Like my wife has like Seinfeld
mm-hmm.
DVDs and all that. I can't do that. She can also read a book 2 and 3 times. Once I've read a book, I've read it.
Now, see,
I can't do it a second time.
I kind of share that with her because the show I talked about earlier, Burn Notice,
yeah.
I DVR the whole season.
No.
I keep it on my hard drive and I go back and watch it whenever I get bored.
See, I know it. Once I know the ending, I know it. I can't watch it again.
What is this show?
The Life and Times of Tim.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to get this one for you. I know you're thinking, oh, it's a cartoon. Who cares? It's a scream. And I mean not just a little funny. I mean stop the DVR so you can finish laughing to breathe funny.
Dude, you're going to make my wife mad. She's like, why is Joe Burns all of a sudden buying you all these HBO DVDs?
Because, you know, if anything goes wrong in the marriage. Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. Life and Times of Tim.
Who's Tim?
Tim is this guy named Steve Dildarian, and I think he worked in advertising before doing this. And he plays Tim, this hapless guy who lives with his girlfriend Amy in New York City, who's got a best friend named Stu, played by Nick Kroll. You may know him as the guy who was the lead caveman in the Geico commercials.
Yes.
And it's nothing but voiceover and a terrible, terrible artistically drawn cartoon. And stupid things happen to them. I wish it was more than that, but it isn't.
Okay.
It's these guys that drink and dumb things happen to them, and they curse like sailors.
Mm-hmm.
That's it!
And it's funny.
It's funny to the point where you have to get up and go to the bathroom sometimes.
Really?
It's a scream.
South Park funny.
I think it's funnier than South Park.
Oh, wow.
My opinion.
Yeah, dude.
There you go. And the lead theme of it is Hank Williams, no matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. Right here, Rock School.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world. Out of this world alive.
I love playing old country every so often, that little half yodel in the voice, no matter how I struggle and strive. I'm telling you, Life and Times of Tim. If you go to Blockbuster one day and you see it sitting on the shelf, pick it up.
You're going to get me in trouble, dude.
You're going to walk right in and thank me.
Never did have HBO, but back in the day when I was a teenager, they used to do these promotions, either Cinemax, HBO, or Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
They would offer the channel free for a week to let you know, hey, this is what you're missing. You need to subscribe. Oh, Doc, I remember one summer I didn't sleep for 72 hours.
I know.
I mean, use your imagination. My word. I understand. So.
When MTV first came out, I was like the last kid on the block because my dad was ridiculously cheap. I was like the last kid on the block to get cable, but when it came out, it was one of those things where my dad would come downstairs because he was positive a robber was in the house. You know, he'd come downstairs with he'd come down with like a bread knife in his hand. Who's down there? And it's me. My eyes were like bloodshot red. And, what are you watching? An REO concert. Who's REO? Go to bed.
Nice.
Welcome to 7 days and 70 seconds. Monday, July 26th through Sunday, August 1st. We'll get back to the HBO theme songs in just a minute. But Chad has Monday, and he's going to tell you something that happened on each one of those days. Go, man.
Here's what happened July 26, back in 1990, the longtime Grateful Dead keyboard player, his name was Brett Midland. He died from a drug overdose and he was 37 years old.
A lot of death surrounds that band. I gotta tell you, you never hear about that, but there's a lot of death that surrounds that band.
You're right.
Tuesday, July 27th, 10 years ago, Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine cancels a tour after the Beastie Boys' Mike D is injured in a bicycling accident.
You gotta be careful.
I might have PR'd that up to something else, like he wrecked a motorcycle, you know, running away from a gang or something.
Nah, it's a little 10-speed mountain bike.
Bicycling accident?
July 28th, that's a Wednesday this year, but 15 years ago in 95, after a lengthy court battle, the management of Jimi Hendrix's estate was awarded to his father, James Al Hendrix.
As well it should have been. 45 years ago, Thursday, July 29th, the motion picture Help, starring the Beatles, opens at the Pavilion Theater, London, England.
July 30th, back in 1970, the Rolling Stones pull a Donald Trump and fire longtime manager Alan Klein.
Bye-bye. Saturday, July 31st, 30 years ago, 1980, the Mamas and the Papas' John Phillips is arrested on charges of allegedly dealing drugs. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And Sunday, August 1st, a few years ago, 1971, the concert for Bangladesh is held at Madison Square Garden. The two shows organized by George Harrison features Clapton and Ringo Starr, Billy Preston, Leon Russell, Bob Dylan, and a slew of others.
Did you refer to 1971 as a few years ago?
Many years ago.
Right.
9 years before you were born, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the HBO theme songs. I got a lot of friends that would literally, if they could, watch this show through the oncoming hurricane. Entourage.
Oh, Jeremy Piven.
I never got into this show.
Well, I've heard about it. I've obviously never seen it because I don't have HBO, but I've heard about it, and I heard that Jeremy Piven is a genius.
Yeah, I never got into it. I've watched it a couple times, and it's never done a thing for me. Like you said, Jeremy Piven, Kevin Dillon's in it as well, Kevin Connolly, Jerry Ferrara. Lots of, again, I never watched it. I don't know much about it, but I know people that would, you know, if you tried to talk to them through the show, they would bind and gag you to stop you from talking about it. Supposedly, it's about Mark Wahlberg, who is one of the producers. It's about his rise into working in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jane's Addiction has the theme song. It's called Superhero. Right here. Let's hug it out. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about HBO theme songs just for the fun of it. Here's another one I didn't get into. I tried it. I gave it a good shot and it never really moved me. And it's going to be a jaw dropper to a lot of people why I never got into it, because many people who review television shows consider this the greatest television show ever done.
Ever done.
I mean, better than Seinfeld, better than, and I'm serious, I know you don't get HBO, but if you do any kind of research into this show, The Wire, you're going to find people that are going to say, this is the greatest television show ever created.
Huh.
A guy named David Simon, who is a former police reporter and author, put it together. It takes place in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's about, you know, obviously police work, the drug trade, that kind of thing. And it didn't just use actors, it used real people from Baltimore, real people who were in this world that they copied. And I really did give it a shot, but I don't know why it didn't catch me. It just didn't.
Some things,
sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
and this one didn't catch me. But those who like The Wire, I mean, almost a religious fervor for it. I mean, there are people that thought it was better than The Sopranos, the greatest show ever created. Its theme song was called Way Down in the Hole by Tom Waits.
Yeah, I've heard that song.
It's
got some like religious type lyrics.
Right, you
got to
keep
it.
The devil way down in the hole.
Yeah.
Now, Waits was only used in the first season. And then I think the Blind Boys of Alabama were used. Steve Earle did another one. I even think the Neville Brothers did a version of it. And they kept changing it. And then the outro music was called The Fall. I actually researched that. I have that here by a guy named Blake Lay, who was the show's music supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same song, Way Down in the Hole, used, but by different people. The original, however, is by Tom Waits, which we happen to have queued up and ready to go right here. Rock School.
Well, I feel as though we should move right into the religious material. Find a place to live. Down, down, down.
Hey now, once again, broadcasting from the Cone of Concern, Bonnie's on the way. Here, this is Rock School, talking about songs and theme songs from the HBO shows. And we're going to do one after the break, which I'm going to sort of gloss over very quickly. Because
why?
The content. I want to play the songs, but the content is just a little concerning.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, you.
Do you ever get interested in a show based on what the song at the intro is?
As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons. I'm not going to play the theme song to the next show. I'm going to play the song they used to push it.
Ah, okay.
Because that's... And have you ever done this? You heard a song in a commercial, or you heard a song when you're out somewhere, and as soon as you get home, you run to iTunes
all the time
to grab it.
All the time.
This next show, I heard the song being used to push it, and I mean, before the promo was over, I was online doing lyrics. I can't remember I couldn't remember the person who sang it.
Yeah.
And once I remembered who the person was, I actually downloaded their greatest hits.
I did that on an ABC show called V, about the Visitors.
Right, yeah.
They pushed it with promos to a song by Muse. And I love that Muse song.
Grab a hold of it.
And I watched the first episode just because, like, well, they got a killer song for it.
Yeah, so
got
to get a hold of it. Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. They do that all the time up there.
Do they?
Hear music. Yeah, grab it right off iTunes.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Hope you're enjoying this show on songs of HBO.
Oh, very
nice. How about
that? It's fantastic.
I had to write that down.
Back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, I want to play this next song, but I'm just going to tell you what the next show is about.
You got my curiosity.
If I say the name of this show, the boss here, we'll call him
Todd.
Todd, he's going to get upset.
And he'll be here next week.
That's right. So I'm just going to tell you, the show is about a male prostitute.
Okay.
So go ahead and go ahead and HBO, search male prostitute, and it'll come up. With the show starts with the letter H. You won't have any trouble finding it, take my word for
ooh.
It.
Ooh.
You see
okay,
what
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
I'm cool,
okay.
I'm cool. Yeah.
Good enough. And it's starting to lose me. You know what I mean?
I
watched it for a semester. This semester, what are we talking about? A season. I'm a teacher. Duh. I watched it for a season, and I'm now in the second season of it. It's starting to lose me.
Yeah.
But the music is really good. Now, the theme song is I'll Be Your Man by the Black Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I dig the Black Keys. They're out of Akron, Ohio. So
yeah.
Anybody out of Ohio, I really dig. But when they were first pitching the show, they used the song Use Me.
Use Me.
By Bill Withers.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to have that song. And that's what really turned me on to the show. That's
mm-hmm.
That's what really made me went, I got to do it.
Yeah.
So rather than playing the theme song, I'll Be Your Man by the Black Keys, here's Bill Withers. Here you go. Use Me. Rock School.
My friend.
Bill Withers, go ahead and use me right
here.
Stuff,
man.
I know. I think that's just fantastic.
Doesn't make me want to watch the show about the male prostitute, but
oh, you'd like it. You'd like
it. Why would I like it?
I don't know. I kind of liked it for a while.
Yeah.
It's starting to wear on me, though. This one, again, I tried to get into this. People who like this show adore it, but it's called Eastbound and Down.
And what is it, a spinoff of Smokey and the Bandit?
That's right. You would
you
think
doing?
that would be the song they would use. They
yeah.
would use Eastbound and Down, but they did not. This is one by Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell has a yeah. show on HBO?
Right. It's his production company, Gary Sanchez Productions.
Okay.
That's what the name of it is. And it's about this guy named Kenny Powers, who is a former professional baseball pitcher who just keeps having an up and down. They base it on John Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Remember John Rocker played for Atlanta, and they
yes.
made all kinds of racist comments about New York City. And he's basically this out-of-work guy who was once very professional who's now a substitute PE teacher somewhere.
Okay.
That's the bit.
Huh.
And it's so hard to keep that going.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, and it's not flying.
And
it's
not a comedy, right?
Oh, it is a comedy.
Oh, it is a comedy.
It is a comedy. His big thing was when he threw out this one big pitcher, he yelled, "You're effing out," but he said
oh,
the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody in the stands heard him, and that became his catchphrase. So every time he threw a strikeout, he yelled, "You're effing
yeah.
out."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the people in the crowds began, but his arm just went away.
Oh, I
That's
see.
A bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Title song's really good, though. It's a Freddie King doing a version of Don Nix's great rocker, Going Down. Everybody who picked up a guitar has at one point in time or another played Going Down. Here's the great Freddie King doing it. Rock School. You know how every so often on this show I say I gotta play something because my wife told me to play it and she won't talk to me if I don't play it?
Yeah, that's like every other week.
Here we go. Here we go. Here's a show I couldn't care less about, but my wife exists for it, and it's coming back on in January of 2011, I think for its fifth season or something like that.
Lucky you.
It's called Big Love.
Big Love.
I know. You let your mind run wild on the title.
Is that one of them Flava Flav shows?
No, not at all. It's about a Mormon family. Where one guy has three wives.
Huh?
Yeah, and he's just become a senator or a representative or something like that, and has come out to the people of Utah. He's a polygamist, and he's keeping it secret. And when he was elected to state office at the end of the last season, he came out and he said, "Here are my three wives.
I'm just a big old hunk of love."
That's right, and that's the big pitch. It's Bill Paxton, Chloe Savini, Gene Triplehorn, and Jennifer Goodwin, and a bunch of other people, and it's this big fight between him, who's very successful with money, and people who live on, quote, the compound,
right,
who are keeping this from the government and all of that. And that's about what I know about it, because it's one of those things that, you know, Big Love is coming on. Bye.
Bye.
And I go to the and I go off to the computer and
make
such
more Rock School shows.
That's right. And there you go. So from Big Love, what's the theme song? Well, it changes, but the one that my wife tends to like: God Only Knows Where I'd Be Without You.
Aww.
Beach Boys.
Look at that.
Right here. And that's going to wrap up the HBO show. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P. And next week, it's on. Down.
And I'm doing my research, and off we'll go. Class is dismissed.
I may not always love you.